From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today we're launching a new series, The Hidden World of Girls and the Women They Become. The series is a collaboration from NPR, independent producers The Kitchen Sisters, and you, our listeners.
Over the next few months, we'll bring you stories of women and girls from around the world. Stories of coming of age, rituals and rites of passage, secret identities of women who crossed a line, blazed a trail, changed the tide. Today, the Kitchen Sisters take us to Kingston, Jamaica, to explore notions of beauty and just how far some women are going to obtain it.
Some girls, to be more attractive to the male, they get themselves into this use of chicken pills. I'm Carol Turpin, St. Catherine, Jamaica.
Chicken pills are the same pills that you give to the chicken to make them grow faster. Some people use it if you want to get broader hips or bigger bottom. My name is Jason Turpin. I'm a college student from Kingston. In our Jamaican culture, you know, we love a girl that has a lot of shape.
Most males, they love to see women with big bottoms. The whole idea of a Coca-Cola bottle shape.
When they're talking about a Coca bottle shape, it's like more heavier down on the hips.
I don't want a maga woman. That's how the men would speak. You say mega, we say maga. They're figuring that if you look maga, you look poor, and poor in the sense of you're not being taken care of.
I need a fat girl.
If you have a big bottom, that means that you're sitting on a lot of power.
I'm Carolyn Cooper, Professor of Literary and Cultural Studies at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Jamaica. In our culture, you get competing norms of beauty. There's a kind of anorexic, Eurocentric model of beauty. Also a much more Afrocentric body type that is valorized.
If you have no meat on your bones, the society can't see your wealth, your progress, your being. My name is Sonia Stanley Nile. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies. We have these conversations in the culture about conceptions of the ideal body. It's in the music, the dance halls. There's a particular song about the woman whose derriere is of such quality, flexibility, and panache that she can successfully, with vim and vigor, ride the motorbike back and be a visual spectacle.
It is a beautiful sight. I'm a love to watch, to see the young girl upon the bike back.
What I find amazing is the degree to which women will put themselves at risk to fit an image that they consider to be ideal.
Action.
You have to take chicken pill? You can't do that. Try and stop me.
My name is Raquel Jones. I'm 21 years old and I'm from Kingston, Jamaica. I was casted to play a lead role in a short film, Chicken Pill. It's about two teenage girls, one getting more attention from the boys in the class. The other character, Lisa, is having self-esteem problems, so she turns to the chicken pill.
Oh, here's something to look forward to, Lisa. Diarrhea, rashes. Oh, I'm sure Ronnie will like rashes on those new breasts. And cancer, Lisa, cancer.
I am Dr. Neil Persad Singh, a dermatologist in Kingston, Jamaica. Chicken pills, the harmful ingredient is arsenic. Over the years, I've seen quite a few people who have taken the pill, mostly women. I think they're a little bit secretive about it, and they don't want their friends, etc., to know. The government, they have banned the importation of chicken pill. However, the pill is freely available all over the island.
I am beautiful in every single way. Birds can bring me down.
I'm Donna Hope Marquis, lecturer in reggae studies at the University of the West Indies. Women are using other forms of artifice and skin bleaching, which is fashionable, while it's damaging to the epidermis.
I'm proud of my bleaching, cause my cream it dear. My eye rub on my doctor clear. Look on my face.
They have all these concoctions. People mix up toothpaste and bleach powder, rub it on, the skin starts to have a sort of reddish appearance, which means that your epidermis is being burned.
You can get bleaching products on the streets of Kingston downtown in the markets. The same place where you're buying them chicken pills.
I bleach about 2 weeks now. I'm a brown and pretty.
This used to be only women who would bleach their skin, but now men are doing it.
I'm Gabrielle, and I'm at Princess Street. I bleach to look good.
If you're white, a lot of people won't find any fault about it. But if you're black, it's a big problem, right? All around the world.
What you're looking at in Jamaica is a society that has emerged out of the trauma of slavery. If you grow up as a black woman in a culture that says black is ugly, then it's going to be a constant fight to affirm your sense of value.
If you want bleach on, bleach in, fit your bleach on, bleach on.
Captain Barkey has a song called Bleach On. Basically, if it works for you, continue doing it. Dancehall music also ridicules the bleachers and likens them to monkeys and people who are vampires and have to hide out of the sunlight.
In the day, it is all right. But in the night, that's when the monkeys come out. Pop, let those monkeys out.
Queen Africa has a song. She's a Rastafari artist, very popular, and she feels that bleaching is a negation of your African self.
My complexion is better than ever. Brown skin.
I think at the end of the day, these practices are not intended to diminish, but to assert themselves as women.
Beautiful young ladies, Miss Jamaica World 2009.
Jamaican beauty contests have been fraught with social contestation. 1955, they had this multiracial competition. The lighter-skinned women were named after flowers, Miss Lotus and Miss Apple Blossom and so on. And the darker women were named after hardwoods, Miss Mahogany, Miss Ebony. Immediately you would know the flowers and the fruits would win much more readily than the hardwoods.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Over time, the aesthetic has changed. Are you ready? Are you ready? 2 years ago, Zara Redwood, Miss Universe, the Rastafari black woman with organic dreadlocks. She has what we'd say in Jamaica, a broad nose, and she has full lips. That kind of image 50 years ago would never be parading on any stage as beautiful. So we have to see that we have come a long way in terms of the society's readiness to accept multiple models of beauty.
I'll be standing taller.
Our story, Chicken Pills, was produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee as part of the new series, The Hidden World of Girls and the Women They Become.
If you've got stories and ideas for the series, you can send photos, videos, and diaries to the Kitchen Sisters. We'll tell you how to do that at npr.org.
The rules remain the same, how the story's been told.
Funding for The Hidden World of Girls is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.